What would you call, you know, if you went out in your garden maybe and cut some flowers, what would you call that container that you would put those cut flowers in and put them in the house somewhere?
The vase.
That would be the vase, okay. A vase is not, would you say the vase is the same thing as a flower pot?
No.
Not the same thing. What would be the difference?
A vase is smaller and is usually clear. And usually you put water in, even if it's not clear. It's usually used for cut flowers that you put water in.
Uh-huh.
A flower pot has soil in it, and you plant flowers
uh-huh.
by the root, or uh-huh. to be rooted.
Yeah, okay. And would you ever keep a flower pot inside the house, or is that usually outside? Or is
well,
it
I
a difference?
I keep flower pots. It depends on the flower. If it's an inside plant, I keep it inside in the flower pot. If it's an outside plant, I keep it outside.
Uh-huh, okay. What are some of the eating utensils that you would have by your plate at every meal?
Knife, fork, spoon.
Okay. And if you were having steak, you'd probably use a set of
steak knives.
Okay. After you get finished eating, what do you do with the dishes?
I wash them.
Wash the dishes. And then when you run clear water over them after you get finished washing, you say you're...
Rinsing,
okay. What do you call that cloth or rag that you use when you wash the dishes?
That's brown cloth.
When you wash
the dishes,
washcloth. And you call the other one the dry cloth. Okay. What do you call that little square-shaped cloth that you use when you're bathing your face, you know, when you're taking a bath?
Bath cloth.
That's a bath cloth. And the bigger one that you use to dry off?
Towel.
That's the towel, okay. What about that thing that water comes out of in the kitchen sink? You call that the what?
Sink.
Okay, the whole thing is the sink. And when you turn on the water comes out of the what?
The faucet.
The faucet, okay. What if that thing is outside in your front yard, you know, when you hook the garden?
Hydrant.
That's the hydrant, okay. And have you seen these portable water containers that men use out on the road and they'll, you know, get water from it? What do you call the thing that the water comes out of? Those things.
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the word spigot for what we're talking about?
Yes.
Would it be the same thing? Would somebody maybe call the hydrant the spigot or the faucet the spigot?
I don't know if they would or not.
Okay. Okay. What about you might get up in the morning if it's been real cold last night and you try to turn on the water but nothing comes out. You might say, well, my goodness, the pipes must have
frozen.
Okay, and if they've broken open, you'd say they've done what? The pipes have, okay. What about if a person, maybe a farmer, bought a lot of flour, he'd probably buy it in one of these things. It's big, you know, about
flour.
That. Yeah, flour, like you cook with, mm-hmm. and it's the container's made of these wooden staves, you know. He might buy it in a big
drum,
or if it's made of wood. You ever heard that called anything else?
No.
A barrel, maybe?
That's what it's called, a barrel.
A barrel, okay. And what about, have you ever heard any particular names for a very large lard can, or a large, can of molasses?
No.
Have you ever heard people call that a stand of lard?
No.
Never heard that word, okay. Let's say if you had some molasses in a big jug and you wanted to put it into a smaller bottle that had a narrow mouth, in order to keep that molasses from pouring all over the place, you know, spilling out, what would you put in that thing?
Funnel.
A funnel, okay. If you were driving a buggy, what would have you seen people use to crack over the horse's ears to make them go faster?
Whip.
Use a whip, okay. And if you went to the grocery store, let's say to buy some fruit or something like that, what would the grocer put that in so you could carry it home with you?
Bag.
And that's usually made out of what?
Bag.